From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
After getting 42 hits in their last three games, the Brewers only mustered five last night in a 4-1 loss at San Diego. Jimmy Nelson took the loss. He says he's got to do a better job of getting out of trouble.
I have the ability to get a jam in that inning that kind of blew up on us. And I executed a few pitches there. We're out of it with minimal damage, and that's a job as a starter, is to minimize damage. And I just got to do a better job of that next time.
Brewers will take on the Padres again tonight. Yovani Gallardo on the mound. They didn't lose any ground because the Cardinals lost to Pittsburgh last night. Meanwhile, the Packers put six players on injured reserve yesterday to get down to the current roster limit of 75. All six are out for the year after serious injuries. B.J. Raji, Don Barclay, Jared Ambrideras, Andrew Tiller, Rajon Neal, and Joe Thomas. The Packers also waived rookie tight end Colt Lyerla after reaching an injury settlement. So how's training camp been going, according to Packer coach Mike McCarthy?
I thought the installation phase was excellent to start off with. I thought the fundamentals that we heightened the emphasis on, we accomplished that. I thought our practice structure was better. I mean, we looked for improvement in number of reps in certain periods, and, you know, the ability to turn up the intensity, being smart with the progression through the practice. So I've been pleased with that. A lot of good things come out of training camp.
Packers have their final public practice today, preparing for tomorrow night's game with Kansas City, the regular season opener a week from tomorrow night. And the Bucks made a deal yesterday, acquiring Jared Dudley and a 2017 first-round pick from the LA Clippers in exchange for Carlos Delfino, Miroslav Raljica, and a second-round pick for next year. That's sports. I'm Tom King.